Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
He's an alternative pop artist full of emotional ballads and high-energy bops. Today, he's here to talk about both his artistic and personal journey that led him to his debut album, Empire State. I know him as Tim, but you probably know him as My Name is Chapel. Let's do this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh. That's her voice.
That's me.
That's insane. This talent right next to me. Like, how? Okay. I'm shook right now, okay? I'm your host, Oliver Drennan, and I'm joined by this talented guy right to my left. My name is Chapel.
Hey.
How am I supposed... Okay, I know your name is Tim.
Yeah.
But do you want me to call you My Name is Chapel? Chapel, okay. If you're nasty?
So... No. So, when you're referring to, like, oh, I like that song, City, by My Name is Chapel. Like, that's how you would say it. But if we're conversing directly, just Chapel is fine.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, perfect. We don't want to make it that confusing.
Okay.
But, like, just for, like, you know, trademark reasons,
gotcha.
The full thing is My Name is Chapel. Yeah.
Well, perfect. I always wanted to ask that.
I think everybody does, so I'm glad we can clarify it verbally.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me. If you're in the live chat, please say hi to Chapel. Oh, I think, oh gosh, it's already blowing up.
Is it? All right.
Yes, I'm seeing it right now. Oh my gosh, but we have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about, I want to get to know you more. Okay. Your fans want to get to know, your stands want to get to know you more, okay? Hopefully your mom joins in. I'm going to love to see what she has to say. I'm super excited.
Good.
And of course we're going to talk about your music and your debut album, Empire State. So I'm super excited. So icebreaker question, you know, how does it feel to finally have your debut album out?
Like, that's your verbal representation right there. It's taken so long. It's such a relief. Really, really rewarding so far. So, pretty euphoric, I guess, if I had to put it in one word.
And you had a you had a release party last night.
Last night we had the release show, and it was so fun. It was the best show I've ever had. The audience, like, the energy was so good. You could, like, just feel it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we were on it last night. Everybody who was there had the best freaking time, so that was awesome.
Oh my gosh. I love your stands in the chat. I'm loving this. They're screaming. Oh my gosh. There's so many of them. Oh my gosh.
I love them.
I love it. I love it. So, okay, it's time to get to know you.
Okay.
So who is My Name is Chapel? Who is Tim? I want to know, what was it like growing up? Like, where did you first discover music?
That's a great question. So, you know, I've always been interested in music. My mom will tell everyone that will listen that I knew all the words to Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas when I was two.
I mean, who didn't?
It's to this day. It's my greatest feat. But it's just always been what I've done is sing. And I always did it. I just didn't tell people. Mm-hmm. And then when I was about 14, I started to write songs. I was really into... Sarah Bareilles, and she's very songwritery, and so I was like, I want to do this, and I taught myself to play piano just by sheer determination to play Love Song by Sarah Bareilles, and then I kind of went from there and then started writing my own stuff, but I didn't really get into, like, the singing part of it until around that same time, but it was Amy Winehouse was, like, when I was like, okay, I'm really getting into the vocal side of it. And so it just kind of all came and went. And then I got serious about it when I was about 16. I started actually writing songs with the intent of putting them out. And I have a couple little demo-y albums that we will not name that I have since well hidden from the internet because they were terrible. But... yeah, so I've just been doing it. And then when I was about 17, I started doing open mics a lot and performing live. And that was when I think everything started to kind of shift, where I actually started to, as I put it, get good.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to, like, teach yourself how to sing? Because your voice is amazing.
Thank you. It, honestly.
Like, you're just talented? Like, you born like that?
I, I was always like able to carry a tune, but I don't think I was always a very good singer. Like, I listened to old recordings of me and I'm like, ooh, I hope no one ever hears this. So it took years of performing live all the time to like really get it. And now when I walk on stage, I'm like, let's go.
Practice makes perfect.
Literally,
sure.
It was practice.
And if you love your craft, you will practice that craft for sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
My family, I'm sure, is to this day so sick of it. Always singing in my room with the piano. And like, they, you know, God bless you guys. I'm so sorry.
The chat wants some shout outs. Michaela Brown.
She's hi, Michaela. Like, I know
do
her.
Do you know her?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Alexandra.
Love her.
Cameron. Zoe. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. They're really proud of you. They're just like, oh we stand,
I love
we
them.
Stand.
I stand them.
Did you ever, because obviously it's a lot about, you know, queer artists is kind of persevering through some obstacles. Did you ever have to persevere through some struggles growing up?
Yeah.
Teens?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, really traumatizing childhood at school growing up. I was, started in Catholic school when I was really young, and then in second grade was moved to public school, which was just like a whole nother world than Catholic school, because it's there's like was like 30 kids in each grade and you moved with the same, so it was like such a small group of people that we all knew each other, and I didn't even know what being gay was. And then I got into public school and kids are like, oh, you're gay, and I literally went home. My mom tells me I used to come home and ask her, is it bad to be gay, because kids are saying that I am. And so no, it was awful. And then it didn't really turn until I in 10th grade, I did our school's talent show, and I sang some Lady Gaga songs.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I sang one at the piano, and I won. And everyone, that was when, it still happened from there up, but that was a big turning point for me, was where people, I think, stopped seeing me as, like, the gay kid and started seeing me as that one kid who plays piano and sings, which is obviously what I would much rather be known as. So... yeah, it was like a really cool little something that I noticed, like a shift in my life at that point, where I was like, hey, people are kind of getting that, like, this is who I am. And yes, I'm gay, but I'd rather sing for you than talk about being gay to you. You know, I mean, so I don't know. It was a cool change because of music. And so I'm glad that something that's so important and true to me is what helped maybe change some people's minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, like, how is it feeling? How does it feel seeing more queer artists as well?
Oh, my God.
Like,
I love it.
Name
I
a few. Kim Petras.
Kim Petras. And then you have your, just, like, gay men. You have your Sam Smith, your Troye Sivan. They're killing it. I'm like, this is what it's about. Kim is...
I love her.
Everything
you
and
saw
a half.
Her.
Yes. Everything and a half. There's a little woo-ah in one of my songs because of Kim. So in Fifth Avenue, look it up. But no, it's so wonderful to see this emergence. I just saw Brandi Carlile last week, and she is, you know, gay, and just had, it was my best friend Lily and I, and we got to meet her and had the most meaningful conversation about being openly queer and in media and what she's done. And it was just, it's so special to see not only so many queer artists, but also people who are not queer being so supportive of queer artists. I think that's super, super important. And it's like, it makes me hopeful to see that happening, that shift, change in culture. It's really, really awesome to watch.
Yeah, especially in the community. It's so important to really not create segregation, because there is that segregation.
Oh my
God, that's so toxic within the community. And it's so nice to see other people outside of the community be so supportive as well.
Yeah.
So getting onto your music, like, who are some of your, like, main inspirations? You mentioned Sarah Bareilles, Amy Winehouse. Who else is
Gaga.
Out there? Gaga,
gotta
of course.
Love Gaga. I mean, Sarah's the biggest and always has been for me. And I learned to songwrite from her. She's incredible. I love me some Bonnie McKee, incredible songwriter. There's a lot of people, like even artists that are in completely different genres than me, Kacey Musgraves, Maren Morris, like some really badass chicks, like making good country music inspires me to write better pop music. It's like crazy how that happens, but just, yeah, Sarah's the big one, but there's a lot of really, I grew up listening to women.
It's totally.
The girls, like, are my number one inspos always.
And what do you think that is? 'Cause I totally relate to that concept of me being a man. who is also gay, but I gravitate so much more towards women.
Yeah.
And even video games. I love being the female
Tomb Raider. Are we?
Lara Croft.
Come on. Yeah.
Yes. So what do you think that is?
You know, I think it's just, I don't want to like stereotype everything that men have made, but I just found that the content wasn't as so much that I, so many things that I related to. Like, of course you have your Elton. I love Elton, John, Billy Joel is one of my favorite artists of all time. So I certainly do listen to men, but I've just found that, the subject matter, the way that women write, I feel in my experience has connected with me better than men.
That's like a perfect way of like, that's a perfect, I totally sympathize with that. I totally relate to that.
Yeah.
Just like, yes, Buffy Summers. Yes. Like,
There's nothing like a badass chick, you know? Love Buffy. My cat's named after her.
Yes. Sometimes I see Buffy on your story, and it makes me so happy.
She's a legend.
Yes. Gay icon, too.
Gay icon, for sure.
So explain to me, how is the songwriting process for you? Like, is there something that you draw from in your past, something current? How do you do that? Because that fascinates me.
Well, I get really sad.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. No. There's a lot of the songs are drawn from hardship, and it's because, like, I don't go to therapy. Like, this is it for me. Like, this is when stuff really gets rough. Even if I don't write a song, just like playing a song that I know helps. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the song for the situation isn't there yet, so I have to make it. And that's when I write. A lot of people ask, like, do you do lyrics or the melody first? They kind of just come together. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever heard any demos of Sia writing a song, but it's very that, where she like will just like kind of mumble the melody and then slip the words in as she's going. That's like how I write a song. So they kind of come together. It's not where I write down the full lyrics and then put it to music. Mm-hmm. It's usually they kind of come together.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool.
It's nuts.
Because I feel like there's no really wrong way or right way to do that.
As long as it doesn't suck, who cares?
Even if
it does.
Yeah, you've got to find what you like.
Right.
Someone just said, welcome to Chili's. What's up with that? This chat is just like, I want to look at you, but I'm like, this chat is insane.
I don't want to know. I just don't want to know.
Oh my God. Tim, stop making me cry. Faith loves to sing.
I love Faith. Oh. She's the sweetest. Hi, Faith.
Georgia S. Oh my God.
Love Georgia.
I can't take screenshots. Okay.
Okay. Well,
it's okay. This will be on here.
Watch it back later.
You can watch it. You can listen to it on iTunes. You know, we are multifaceted here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
And thank you guys for tuning in. Is there anything you want to shout out to the chat right now?
Oh my God. You guys are crazy. That's what I want to say.
And please let us know if you have any questions for Chapel. I will gladly keep an eye out for those.
Yeah, you're crazy. That's my shout out, because I'm not even looking and I already know what's being said in there. I can just tell.
Do you have any dream collaborations that someone like? I know that's a horrible question, I have to ask that.
You know what's so funny is I watched this video today of Iggy Azalea talking about it, and she was like, because someone asked her that, and she was like, I don't like create with the intent of collaboration. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of what happens organically. So in that sense, I don't know. But what I can tell you is who I would like be so freaking honored if they asked me to do something with them. And that is, of course, Sarah Bareilles. Mm-hmm. Gotta have the Gaga. Mm-hmm. I would love to do something with like Florence.
Oh,
like, come on. You know,
how does she do that with her vocal cords?
I know. I would love, like, literally, like, the gay legend moment of my life would be doing anything with Kacey Musgraves. Like, she's like a ball of rainbow, and I just freaking love it. Guys, I mean, Sam Smith is incredible, but he would outsing me, so maybe not. But yeah, like, basically any artist that I love, I'd be like, yes, what time? I'm there. So, yeah.
Nice. So, why don't we talk a little bit about your debut album?
Okay.
That just dropped. So what does this album mean to you, and how long exactly did it take to manifest this album?
Well, it took
right here. It's beautiful. Gorge, I'm living for this. Like, what?
Come on, packaging.
I love it. And you have it on vinyl too. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's coming soon. Girl. Yeah, it's like a really pretty red record. So I'm very excited about it. Shout out to my best friend Sarah for taking this cover art. Come on. And then this one right here, this picture was actually taken by my mom. So we love that.
Oh, I'm all for the aesthetic.
Yeah. But anyway, it took a really long time, like almost 3 years. There were several incarnations of what ended up being this album. So, like, I wrote, like, batches of songs and then was like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't feel this anymore. So there's, like, 20-ish songs that I had started and then just got rid of. But so as far as, like, what the bulk of this was written probably in the last year and a half. And it's, you know, about, most of it is about a really important trip that I took at the beginning of last year when I went to New York, which is like my favorite freaking place in the world. And I went alone. So it was the first time that I had, I've gone alone to visit people, places, but I've never gone alone somewhere just to be alone the whole time. And it was super life-changing. Like, I came back completely different, with a better sense of myself, and just so many amazing things happened there. Some of them were significant relationship wise. Some of them were just significant internally with myself. And so a lot of it's about that. Some of the songs are written before, some of the songs are written about after that, but for the most part, it's about that.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you are in a relationship.
Yeah.
Shout out to your boo thing.
I try. So,
do you want to talk about your relationship and how did that relationship affect this album, and what songs really, I know Empire State is like a big one.
Yeah.
So elaborate, please, if you will.
So, I was in a serious relationship about 3 years ago, and we were together for a while, and then he moved to New York to go to school. He's a little younger than me. And after that happened, there was some stuff and it just didn't end up working out. So we split up amicably. Like, it wasn't anything, nothing hit the fan. Like, it was just like, this isn't working right now. And it sucked. And so some of the songs, like Ghost, is about that, you know, missing the person. And we didn't speak for like a year, not because I didn't like him anymore. It was just that it's easier to move forward when you're not constantly communicating with someone. Yeah. I mean, you're just kind of poisoning yourself by continuing communication in a relationship that you want to still be happening. And then I wrote a couple songs about that. And then I wrote the song Empire State before I went to New York alone, about 2 months before. And it was about essentially if we were ever both in the city at the same time, and, you know, if we bumped into each other, or if for whatever reason life made our paths cross again, that we would honor that and maybe recognize that it maybe should happen. But the song's also about, like, it's all about the maybes, that song. And that to me is the most significant one on the album, but it's all about the maybes. It's like, literally, maybe this is going to happen again. Maybe we can make this work again someday. Maybe we'll never find out, like, you know. But basically, I wrote the song, and then 2 months later, I went and had this amazing trip by myself. And then, like, the last 2 days of it, the song happened. Like, it literally came true. It was so crazy. It's the most insane songwriting experience I've ever had. And it essentially almost word for word, like, came true. It was this... We didn't meet on the Empire State Building, but it was a picture of me at the top of the Empire State Building that made him find out that I was there, that made him call me, that made us meet up, that, like, it was like this whole...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, who's writing this movie?
Yeah. No, I tell everyone, it's straight out of a movie. Like, it's so crazy. So, yeah. So that one is about that, and then there's a couple songs about going back there. The first song is about going back there for the first time. Because the only point before then that I had ever been there was with him. And so it was, but I'd always loved New York so much. So it was about trying to kind of reclaim it for myself and disassociate it with that. But it was harder than I expected it to be. So that's what the song Everything is about. And then Fifth Avenue was about kind of what happened after the song Empire State came true. It's like about that happening.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a lot about him.
Fifth Avenue is definitely kind of like falling in love or falling back in love, I feel like. That's, yeah.
It's
and
very
I can
that.
Just tell, holding her hand and whatnot. Would you say that Empire State is your favorite song off the album?
Actually not.
No.
It changes every day. So it's not today. There is definitely, it was last night when I played the show last night. It was like really, I was trying not to cry. It was really emotional. It's funny because I've had that song for so long. And I've just been listening to it myself for so long. So having other people hear it now is like really weird to me. Mm-hmm. 'Cause some of the songs are pretty recent. Like Fifth Avenue is the last one that I wrote. So I haven't had it to myself for that long.
'Cause you were like teasing them. Like, weren't you just teasing? Mm-hmm. I saw you teasing them all over social media too.
So
driving people crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah. But, so no, my favorite right now is City.
Okay.
And City I wrote when I was 18, so it's a really old song. I'm 23, so it's 5 years old. And I had cut a, like, I want to say demo of City when I was 18 and put it out. And it was just me at a piano. There's no metronome, so, like, the beat is, like, timing is all off. And it's, I just don't sound great on it. But I had played it, and this was back when I was performing under Tim, before I had a stage name. And everybody always loved the song, and I loved the song. But then when it was time to move to Chapel, and my name is Chapel, then I wanted to not do the same thing again. So I let the song go. But so many people over the past year or two since I've changed my name have asked me at every show, will you please sing City tonight? Like, please sing City. It's my favorite. It's my favorite. And so I kind of was like, okay, I guess the song means something to some people. So I decided to bring it back and give it the version that I think it should have always had, which is this one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was like full circle for that song for sure.
And I remember when I was listening to the album with you for the first time a couple months back, you told me that you produce everything yourself.
The whole thing is me.
That's fascinating. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Like that's creating music is just very like something very foreign to me. So props to you. That's awesome that you do that. And how important is that for you as an artist? Because I know there's a couple artists that do that as well. Like Grimes, like
yeah.
She does that as well. How important is that to you to be such a self-starter for you as an artist?
Well, it's not essential to me that I produce it. It's essential to me that I'm hands-on in the process. So I've never co-written with anyone. I've always just written on my own. It's something that I would be open to. I would be open to someone else producing my album too. But I just didn't end up finding anyone that I trusted enough to. This is like my child.
Yeah.
These are songs are really personal to me. So I couldn't find anyone that I trusted to hand it to because it's scary to give your songs to someone else. Production is certainly the part that I'm the most insecure about in the process. I'm very confident in my songwriting. I'm fairly confident in my singing.
Mm-hmm.
But the production,
I'm
just, thank you. But the production, I'm just like, oh, I hope this doesn't sound bad. Because
no.
I'm not a professional producer. I'm not. But I'm very proud of the way these songs sound. Lonely Moon sounds like if you put in headphones, I want it to sound like you're in outer space. and City, I think, has really cool, like moody production on it, but it doesn't lose like kind of the pretty heart of the song, which is what I wanted. I wanted you to still be able to feel the song without pulling that away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And hopefully it worked. I mean, I'm getting some really nice feedback
totally,
from people.
Yeah.
So I'm, yeah, but I really love City. It's definitely my favorite. It's not even about the city as much as it is about just striving for greatness and, you know, wanting to be better than where you are now.
Because we look to that city, wherever we're from, we kind of see the city as like this higher up thing. But that city could be something else. That city could represent something else totally different for someone.
Exactly.
So I think that's why a lot of people resonate with it.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about like getting good feedback. Is there any like fan like interactions, any stories that like really like meant a lot to you or just like made you cry? Try not to make you cry right now, but or just something that really resonated with you, with your fans.
I have had the most wonderful thing. Someone's told me that like Ghost is about, it was about not being in a relationship anymore, but it's very much just about missing someone that isn't present any longer. So people have come to me and said they've lost family members and that song makes them, because it's about being comforted by dreaming of someone else's presence again. So I mean, it's, people have really said wonderful things to me about that. There's a song called Down the Line that's very like, you've hurt me, but I'm taking my life back. It's not about my boyfriend. I just want to make that very clear.
Who is it about?
Very old. I don't know her. Experience. No. We don't know her anymore. I've gotten really wonderful feedback on that from people who are like, this is what I'm going through right now. And that's just like, whoa. Like, mm-hmm. The personal stories are certainly the aspect of it that I was not expecting to get as much of as I have. And it's what means the most to me. So I'm just like, I'm like crying every time someone says me anything.
Oh, that's amazing. What was your kind of like intention of this album? Does it have like a message or a story that like, or is it just a bunch of things that really just represent your life and what you've been through?
I think if anything, it showcases perseverance in the face of bad stuff, like that, you know, sucky situations. You know, there's a song called Grow that's about, you know, when bad things happen, it's like, okay, am I gonna take this and am I gonna let it kick me to the ground, or am I gonna take a deep breath, let it go, and use this to move forward and grow? And I think that is like the central, because look what happens when you don't let things destroy you. Here I am 2 years later, happier than ever, mm-hmm. you know, in so much better of a situation than I was when I started writing this. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you just got to keep pushing.
Yeah, totally. Because it's funny because you think about like all the hardships you went through, whether that's relationships, people just being rude or, you know, misusing you, whatever, you know, even death. But like, it's kind of like we need those things to inspire mm-hmm. us. We need those things to grow, be stronger and persevere, as you said. Yeah, definitely.
And making this has been that for me. Any of my close friends know there were multiple points where I called them crying, saying this album isn't going to happen. Like, I'm never going to get it out. I was very certain at multiple times that it was just never going to come out. And, you know, here we are mm-hmm. talking about it.
Yeah.
So I mean,
on After Buzz TV.
Yeah.
Yes!
So perseverance, y'all. It's That's important. The message.
Heck yeah. Hell yeah. So, do you want to play a little game?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we're going to play this or that, because this is just a fun little fire rapid game.
Okay.
You're going to pick one or the other.
Okay.
Okay? Are you sure? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. Nicki Minaj or Cardi B? Oh. Come on!
You're just going right with the tough one. I love them both. I don't know. Fun music right now, Cardi B. Okay. Like, we're lyrically Nicki Minaj.
But past... Oh, okay. Because I have to go with Nicki. I'm sorry.
I love Nicki, and I've loved Nicki since, like, I guess Nicki because we have more history, but I do love Cardi B. I think she's hysterical.
Okay. Are you a nerd, Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Okay, Marvel. Good answer. I like that. Okay. Let's see. Iron Man or Captain America? Let's keep the Marvel theme.
Iron Man.
All right. Sweet or spicy?
Sweet. I had to think about it.
I know. It's kind of like, do I want savory? Do I want something sweet?
Okay, I have one for you.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Putting me in the
flipping
hot seat.
This, huh?
All right.
Halloween or Friday the 13th?
Halloween.
Okay, yeah, good. It's the only right answer.
Thank absolutely. You. Okay, PlayStation 4 or Xbox?
PlayStation 4.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm all about it. Come on.
What's your gamer tag? I need to get you. Why don't I have you
on? My gamer tag is Alexis Nyers, as showcased on this Nancy Joe, This Is Alexis Nyers Calling shirt.
Oh my God.
I play like 2 games, but it's fine.
Oh my gosh. Jess, Alexandra said Jess Chapel singing Bodak Yellow.
Oh God.
How do you feel about covers? And like,
I do them all the time.
Do you try to make them your own, or do you want to like stay truthful to the source material?
It depends on the setting. If I'm like releasing it, I gotta make my own. At shows, either way, I mean, like, there's like last night we sang Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani at the release show. How are you gonna make that your own? You can't. You just do it Gwen's way and you try to do it well, and that's all that's gonna be. You know what I mean?
I would like to see an acoustic version of that. Maybe candlelight piano version.
Yeah,
Why not?
Not gonna happen. So, yeah. Depends. All
right. Very well then. Well, thank you for playing this or that with me.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that. So We're wrapping up soon. We have a couple minutes left, maybe 10 minutes. So what is your goals, your future goals being an artist? What else do you want to obtain with with this platform? I mean, you have the fan base, you're killing it, you have the talent. What's next?
I would love to, I don't want to say tour, because like that's a little further down the road, but play other places than Southern California. I'm mainly in San Diego. That's where I'm from. So I would love to do some LA. I'm going to New York in the fall. I would love to do something there.
I was just about to ask you, how would it feel being able to perform in New York? These songs.
Let me tell you, like next level. Everyone would hate me. They all think I was a cheesy tourist, but it's fine. It's fine. But no, I would love to do that. I would love to, I guess, be signed. I mean, you know, I love having full control, but just being able to share it more. I don't know. I would just to continue doing what I'm doing, just put out stuff that's authentic and people connect with it. Great. You know, but yeah, I would love to travel with music for sure.
All right. Chapel stands in the chat, tuning in live. Ask your questions now. We're getting down to the wire.
Yeah.
We want to know. Oh, someone wants you to come to South Carolina. You better put that on your...
I would love to.
Put that on your tour dates for the future. Okay, come to England. Georgia.
You guys are getting crazy.
Georgia wants you to come to England.
All you want to pay for it? You want to find someone to sponsor me coming to England? We'll talk.
The New York tour that all of the Empire State GC are waiting to go to. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they're talking about a group chat that they have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, GC is group chat. You're welcome.
Do you do... Oh, thank you for educating me.
You're welcome.
Do you ever do, like, meetups with your fans? Or
no, no. This is all pretty new, so no, I would. I mean, if they wanted to, for sure. Right. I met some last night at the show for the first time, and they, like, had their little, like, My Name is Chapel shirts. And
yeah, because you have your merch. Mm-hmm. Tell people where you can find your merch.
It's mynameischapelshop.com. That's where you can buy one of these and then order the vinyl that's coming out soon. I have some shirts, some sweatshirts. You know, I have a cute little tote bag. You name it.
All right. Is there any shout outs you want to give from the fans that you met last night or any of your friends, family, your mom?
Hi, Mom.
I don't know if your mom has been in the chat, unfortunately.
My mom probably doesn't know how to work the chat.
Well, you're just going to have to show her.
Yeah, I'm certain she's watching. I'm certain I'm going to check my phone after this, and she'll have been texting me the entire time with
all
questions.
All these questions.
Yeah. But no, hi, Kyler. We met last night. I love her. She's the sweetest. Lily, Sarah, Trevor, all my peeps. Love you guys. Mom, Dad, everybody. Hello, it's me. Welcome.
Cameron. Cameron asks, going back to this or that... ask him, Trevor or Louise, what's up with that?
Is like, oh my god. This is a really old video from like 2013 of me and my friend Emma. We found this inflatable monkey and named it Louise and like ran through a park with it. It's very bizarre. And they've recently dug it up and are just like blowing my notifications up about it. So to answer your question, Trevor. Louise is dead. She's deflated in a garbage bin somewhere. I'm sorry. I loved her, but it just...
She's been recycled.
Our time was not meant to be. Yeah.
Oh,
no. I threw her in the blue bin for sure. Save the planet.
And who's Gay Bobbles? What's up with that? What Gay Bobbles?
It's their group chat names. Like, honestly, I'm not responsible. I don't claim their group chat names.
Ooh, here's a good question from fan from Hey, It's Lizzie. Are any of the songs going to have any music videos? Are there any plans for music videos? That's a really good question. That would be, we need to drop these, we need this.
Yes, yes. To answer the question, yes. I'm not going to specify, but yes.
Oh, keeping up with Tim Connolly. Are we going to get that TV show?
I used to do a YouTube series called that. That's what they're talking about. Okay. Oh my God. No, we're not bringing that back. Keeping up with My Name is Chapel is too long of a title.
Okay, well, what's your favorite Kardashian? Georgia wants to know.
Kourtney, 100%. Kourtney? It used to be Khloe, and I'm actually on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians with Khloe. I'll show you.
Okay.
It's the one where she has a book signing. If you want to look it up, it's like me and her like going like, anyway, I've met Khloe, but Kourtney has become my favorite. She just cracks me up. Her deadpan, Kim, there's people that are dying. Like, yeah, I could make a whole show just dedicated to Kourtney's delivery.
Oh, my gosh. Rat Hunt?
Okay, that's a video on YouTube about a mouse getting out in my friend Sarah's house, not because she's dirty, but because her cat brought it in, and it was like this big, and we were so scared of it. It was like two hours of us trying to catch this mouse, and I cut it down to like 5 minutes of us screaming. So Rat Hunt 2018, I think, is the title. It's on YouTube if you want to look that up.
I need to look at these videos. Okay. Well, unless we have any other questions, you guys, you know where to find him. You got to tweet him or ask questions in the comments. He'll be looking up those you know, in the future when this, because this is here on AfterBuzz TV on the channel. Make sure you subscribe as well. So we're going to have to wrap up now. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you. Because you're from San Diego.
Yes.
I know it was a little bit of a drive.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming.
Of course.
So make sure this is your chance to plug anything. Obviously, your album.
Yeah.
And where can we find you on social media?
It's at My Name Is Chapel on literally everything. So just search that, all one word, no lowercase, no dots, no underscores, just at My Name Is Chapel, Empire State. It's on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, literally everything. So look it up. If you want a physical, it's mynameischapelshop.com. And I can sign them or whatever. If you just put a little request in on your order notes, I'll write whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm really fun. I've been getting very creative requests for what to sign. So nice. We've had a lot of fun with that.
Nice. Well, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
This has been such a blast. And also, this is my first ever spotlight on with someone else. So thank you for being christening my first ever one-on-one spotlight on. It really means a lot to me. It's been very special, and I've enjoyed so much talking to you about your album and where your journey to success. Because I know it's coming.
Oh, love you.
I'm your host, Ollie Drennan. You can find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. It means so much to us. We love you. Chapel loves you. And we'll see you later. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.